A good Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shoftim, Tavshin Ayin Tes. Hope everybody is doing well and getting back to school. Best wishes for Hatzlacha to all those going back to Beis Yaakov, Yeshiva, high schools, wherever you may be. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha something very interesting. We know that when Klal Yisrael were tasked with going out to a Milchemes Mitzvah, a war, which they were commanded to do by the Sanhedrin, or the Urim V'Tumim, whoever it might have been. So the Kohen, there was Meshuach HaMilchama. There was a Kohen who was the general, so to speak, of the encampment. He would make three pronouncements and tell those three pronouncements, tell those soldiers that could not live up to those standards to go back and not continue as soldiers. One of them is something very interesting. The Pasuk tells us in Parakhaf Pasuk Zayin, Mi Yo'ish Asher Eras Isha V'Loi L'Kacha, Yeleich V'Yoshuv L'Beisa Pen Yomus B'Muchama V'Ish Acher Yikachena. Who is the man that is betrothed, a new wife, has not yet had an opportunity to consummate the marriage? He shall go back, as we are afraid you might die, and another man will take you. What are we worried about? What is the sin? Why are we afraid? Is there a sin that this man has done that he has to fear not being able to make it back home? And Targum ben Azil says that the sin of not bringing joy to his wife should not cause him to fall in battle that another man should take his wife. This is hard to understand on a very simple level, because as this man has only fulfilled Kiddushin, he has not yet taken his wife in to his home. The mitzvah of Vesimach that we know in next week's Parsha, Parshas Kiseitse, of a person has a mitzvah to make his wife happy after the marriage, to make sure she is satisfied and she enjoys being married to him, that is not yet relevant until there is Nisuin, till the consummation of the marriage, till they're living together. So why is this something that he has to fear if he has not had an opportunity yet to fulfill this mitzvah? And possibly you can say that the Targum ben Azil means that we're afraid that this soldier will be pushing off his marriage such that he will be pushing off the opportunity to make his wife happy. And for that he will be punished, and that we want to avoid. Therefore he goes back from the front and he goes home. That was a little bit hard to understand, as a person generally is not punished for something that he did not put himself in a position to do yet. If he's in a position to do it and he doesn't do it, that's one thing. But here, he's not even in the position to be married. Possibly we can give a different answer, and this is based on a talk given by the Talmud Rebbe Shlita of Yerushalayim, and he says the following. The Torah tells us in next week's parasha, Kiseitze l'mulchama le'yevecha, when you will go out to war against your enemy. And the Torah says that a person has he'll see a yifas tayer. Bizman hazeh, we don't have any wars. Today, we don't have any official sanctions, Sanhedrin sanctioned wars. So what is the relevancy of this pasuk? As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Kiseitze l'milchama le'yevecha is an allegory to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is our Yevecha, he is our enemy. And a person has to always beware and be ready to fight the Yetzirah. Rabbeinu Mepshischa says that this is the primary meaning of the Pasuk Bizman Hazeh, that a person has to realize that he's always at war with his Yetzirah. So possibly we can take this, and says the Talmud Rebbe, we can put this with the Targum Yonasan ben Azil that we just mentioned. What are we afraid of? We're afraid that the person hasn't brought joy to his wife, and that will cause him to fall in battle. What does that mean, he hasn't brought joy to his wife? He hasn't brought joy to his wife in his battle against the Yetzirah. Which means that we know that a person in life, his wife is his partner. And all the things that a person needs to accomplish in life, Torah tells us, the Gemara says, that a person is not whole until he gets married. the optimal way of reaching shleimus is through having a wife, is being married to a wife, is having the partner that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have. But quite often we neglect to include our wife in the happiness and in the joy that is coming with her helping and with her being part of our Asiyas HaMitzvahs. Of course, a woman has her own obligations to do mitzvahs. She has the mitzvahs, Lisa say, mitzvahs she'in hazman grama, the mitzvahs that are not time-bound. But the Gemara tells us that b'nashim b'ma zachyan, with what is a woman zaycha, how does a woman get her lam haba? Says the Gemara, because she waits for her husband and her children to come home from the yeshiva, from the shul, from learning, from growing. And not only is this nogea to our wives, but it's also nogea to our families, that we have to try to inculcate into them the joy and the simcha and the happiness that comes with asiyas hamitzvos, with doing the Ratzon Hashem. And with that, a person will not only be able to make them happy, but he'll also, in his own war against the Yetzer Hara, be prepared, come with the zchus of being v'simach es ishtei, of making his family happy, making his wife happy. And when people are happy with asiyas hamitzvos, when people understand and they see joy in the avodas Hashem, then they are able to do a complete mitzvah, a complete avodas Hashem, and to do the Ratzon Hashem in its totality. Wishing all a good Shabbos.